2019 Underground Collision at the Top of the Hay, the Top of the Hay Adams Hotel, and right over our shoulder, the White House. Pretty cool.
Yes.
And I'm here with Liz Wininger from Extend. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah? Thanks for having me over here.
You're welcome.
This is unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, to have this in the background.
Pretty spectacular. Yes. Indeed.
Yeah.
So how's it going? I mean, I think we're kind of midway through or almost done here.
Yeah.
So how's it been going so far?
It's good. Everything's really good. I think the discussion that we hear a lot about is fintechs and how that's going to change the industry and how mm-hmm. we can help fintechs can help us change the industry. Mm-hmm. What I keep thinking about, and I think a lot of the discussion at the table can be a lot about, is definitely fintechs and speeding up. But then the people that work for us too. So my organization, we're a CUSO that my assets are my people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think about how fintech affects my people and how I can get them to change as quickly as fintech changes and how they can own that. So that's a lot of the discussion that I've been having at the table and kind of bending people's ear on, you know, you implemented this piece of fintech. How did you get ownership over that with your employees mm-hmm. and really get them to own it and be accountable to the change that then occurred with the industry and impact on the members?
Mm-hmm.
And a good example that recently we started tracking, so we have a call center, and the call center would, every conversation they had with a member, they write down what the conversation was about, and they can do it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So they just click a button.
Right.
And then we use AI and we have all these things and these reports, and so they tell us the reason that people are calling you mainly is because they want to check their balances or they want to move money.
Mm-hmm.
So really good feedback, and immediately our CEOs we worked with said, well, we should be sending these people more communications on how they can use our apps and our, you know, do it themselves, the self-service ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of shifted that conversation recently because we said, actually, these are the people you want to have a stronger relationship with.
Exactly.
These are the people that are calling in, and that's who you want to keep talking
mm-hmm.
to. So while those things are important, definitely, and fintech and the self-service pieces are really
mm-hmm.
important, we want to make sure that we also are keeping that member experience and the member relationship strong.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that like resonated with me and at the tables, and I heard a lot of that today.
So what brings you here? What attracted you to come to the Underground Collision this year? Have you been in the past?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was here last year. Okay. So I've been to a couple of the Underground. Always such good conversation. So really like, you know, thought-provoking conversation. But then a lot of people will, you think like, okay, I had this great discussion, and you leave and you feel like you can, like you've got this cape on and you can go save the world.
Uh-huh.
But it wears off as you get back to your wherever you go back to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what I've tried to do is really like make sure that at the tables, I connect with whoever's at my table and you try to find the new people. And then keep that conversation going. Hey, remember we said we were going to talk about this?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
are you doing that? And what impact did that have on your organization?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, on the bottom line, how did it impact
mm-hmm.
you? And then, of course, Sue, you know, is everyone wants to be around Sue because she has this energy about her, and that obviously resonates with everyone because, I mean, record turnout this year coming to the Top of the Hay,
mm-hmm.
cool location,
yeah.
but also like I said, I feel it when I go back to my organization, and that all starts with Sue and her team and the people that she has here to motivate us all.
So you kind of have an accountability mechanism built in, so you kind of keep in touch with some of the people here and say, hey, you know, how are you doing what we talked about? And they go, well, how are you doing on what we talked about? Is that kind of how it works?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. I wanted to make sure, and because like, I think, you know, like I've left different conventions that I've gone to, and I'm like, what did that benefit my organization who paid all this money for me to go to?
Right.
And so, yeah, I not to mention like the great relationships that then you start to build these like a snowball down a hill relationship with people. And all of a sudden you're collaborating with them on a new product or service or venture that you're trying to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's definitely like, I love attending these.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's do a wrap up question here. What goals or what do you want to achieve from leaving here, or what takeaways do you want to take back to Extend?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, like I said, was so And Q says you often try to think about, like, what's the barrier for credit unions into whatever it is that they're trying to get into, but they're just hitting their heads against the wall.
Yeah.
And CUSOs obviously have that too.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, I tried to think of, like, what am I hearing at the discussion at the table that is a barrier? And it was that people change. So when you mention a fintech, some people get excited, and then there's the people that roll their eyes.
Yeah.
And the ones that roll their eyes, I try to bring that out. And what is the barrier that they're not able to get past? And typically it's people.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's why what I want to take back is, how do we help credit unions facilitate change more quickly in their people,
mm-hmm.
so they can accept whatever piece that they're trying to implement, whether that's member experience or a new tool or a new organizational structure, mm-hmm. whatever it is. So that's what I really got out of today.
Yeah, it sounds like the credit union transformation is more ways than one. We're talking about the digital transformation and stuff, but it sounds like people transformation as well.
Yes,
you gotta buy into it, right?
Totally, yeah. And isn't that like everything?
Exactly, right? It's the culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. All right, Liz, anything else to add to wrap up? Any other final words of wisdom? Any final thoughts?
I don't really have any final thoughts.
That's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate like the time here with you.
Oh yeah. Oh wow. Thank you. And yeah. And this is, you know, a great event as well. So
yeah, and I know
glad you were
talking
here
earlier. And I like your voice. Like, I'm so happy to get to meet you because your voice is like something that I've been familiar with because I catch all the broadcasts and everything.
Kind of like Alexa, you know?
Yes, you're like our Alexa for sure.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Our new tagline: I'm like Alexa. All right,
cool.
Liz. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah.